KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Checking sports this morning, AHSTW High School's Morgan Holtz has signed on to play soccer for the Iowa Western Reavers squad and continue her education through their Vet Tech program, making that announcement on Wednesday of this week. Morgan will graduate in May of 2021 from AHSTW High School. She started all 15 games her freshman year and 13 of 16 games her sophomore year, mostly in a defensive role for the Lady Vikes, recording 3 assists and 1 goal from 8 shots on goal in limited action on the offensive side. Her junior year was canceled due to COVID, and she'll be competing in her senior season this spring. Well, 50 years later, Drake is moving on in the NCAA tournament. The Bulldogs roared back from a 12-point deficit last night to edge Wichita State 53-52. It happened on the 50th anniversary of Drake's last NCAA tournament win in 1971.
We're super excited. I mean, it's something we haven't done here in our program in a long, long time. So, excited for our guys, excited for the program, excited for, our university, the city of Des Moines. We're thankful to be moving on, grateful for the opportunity, and can't wait to get back out there.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. The Bulldogs overcame horrendous starts to both halves and won despite shooting under 38% for the game.
You know, getting the opportunity to be here, first of all, was something that, these kids dream about. You know, coaches, we dream about it. So, and then to get a win, for our program that hasn't happened in 50 years, it's really exciting. It's these guys have fought through so much, and for them to be the ones that were able to get us one, I think is really deserving.
DeVries says the Bulldogs stayed in the game with solid defense.
We continue to challenge them that they've been here before, and just to stay with it, trust each other, and they did that, and we were able to close out both halves. Playing. Got our offense going, and that's they continue to get stops while we were struggling. So just a heck of an effort by the guys.
Sophomore guard Joe Yesufu ignited the comeback, scoring 21 points.
Perseverance. We've been doing that all year. Starters going now, Tang, Roe, but they were still there on the baseline cheering us on, pumping us up. So my whole thing, the biggest word is perseverance with us.
Yesufu says everyone played a role in last night's win.
It's a collective effort. We all play roles. Tramel with his big shot. DJ with his defense, amazing defense on a great player. So it was all collective. Brody rebounding, all crashing the boards. It was a collective effort, not just me.
The Bulldogs improved to 26-4 on the year, and they'll play sixth-seeded USC on Saturday afternoon. That game's scheduled to tip at 3:30 Iowa time. Well, March Madness certainly is back. The NCAA tournament's first four consisted of an overtime contest, a pair of one-point games, and a 10-point halftime comeback. All told, the four games were decided by a combined 16 points. The overtime game was won by UCLA, which trailed by 5 with 90 seconds left in regulation before they outlasted Michigan State 86-80. Jaime Jaquez scored 27 points, including a three-point play that forced overtime. After Coach Tom Izzo and forward Gabe Brown carried a shouting match into the halftime locker room, the Spartans proceeded to blow an 11-point lead over the next 20 minutes. Texas Southern won the first game as John Walker III scored a season-high 19 points, and the Tigers came back from a 30-20 halftime deficit to beat Mount St. Mary's 60-52. Walker also grabbed a team-high 9 rebounds, and Jordan Gilliam had 12 points for Texas Southern. Game 3 of the night was also a one-point game as Devontae Carter made 2 free throws with 8 seconds left to lift Norfolk State past Appalachian State 54-53. Jalen Hawkins scored 20 of his career-high 24 points off the bench before halftime to help the Spartans earn their first tournament win since upsetting number 2 seed Missouri in 2012. Justin Forrest had 18 points for App State, which shot 27% and missed its final 10 attempts after they raced an 18-point deficit. 16 games are on the schedule for today's first round in the NCAA basketball tournament. The early session has 10th-seeded Virginia Tech facing 7th-seeded Florida at 11:15. At 11:45, 14th-seed Colgate faces number 3-seed Arkansas. At 12:15, it'll be number 16-seed Drexel facing top-seed Illinois. At 12:45, 11th-seeded Utah State will face 6th-seeded Texas Tech. In the midday section at 2 o'clock, it'll be number 15 seed Oral Roberts facing number 2 seed Ohio State. At 2:30, number 16 seed Hartford will play number 1 seed Baylor. At 3 o'clock, it's number 9 seed Georgia Tech facing 8th seeded Loyola of Chicago. At 3:30 this afternoon, number 12 seed Oregon State faces number 5 seeded Tennessee. Then the late afternoon schedule, early evening schedule, has number 13 seed Liberty facing 4th seeded Oklahoma State at 5:25. At 6:10 tonight, 9th seeded Wisconsin will face 8th seeded North Carolina. At 6:15 this evening, number 15 seed Cleveland State will play number 2 seeded Houston. And at 6:25 tonight, number 13 seed North Texas plays 4th seeded Purdue. Then the late night session at 8:20 tonight, number 10 seed Rutgers places 7th seeded Clemson. Number 11 seed Syracuse will face 6th seeded San Diego State at 8:40. At 8:50 tonight, 14th seeded Morehead State will play number 3 seed West Virginia. And in the last game of the evening at 8:57 tonight, 12th seeded Winthrop will face number 5 seed Villanova. All those games will be in the Indianapolis area coming up today, and all those times are Central times. Well, the NBA is relaxing some of its health and safety protocols for individuals who are fully vaccinated. Those changes include fewer mandated coronavirus tests, no quarantine requirements following contact tracing issues, and even the ability to visit restaurants again. Only one team, the New Orleans Pelicans, had publicly acknowledged a team-wide vaccination effort so far, doing so this past weekend after state rules in Louisiana were amended and made it possible for the team to start the process for players, coaches, and staff. No one in the NBA will be considered fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after receiving the final vaccine dose. Also in virus-related news, the Yankees and the Mets will be allowed to start the season with a maximum 20% capacity. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced that the Yankees could have up to 10,850 fans for their April 1st opener against Toronto at Yankee Stadium. The Mets could have up to 8,384 fans for their April 8th home opener against Miami at Citi Field. Wimbledon organizers are working on the basis of having a reduced number of spectators in the grounds for this year's tournament because of coronavirus restrictions. The All England Club says it is remaining flexible as it reacts to changing circumstances amid the pandemic as the British government follows a roadmap out of lockdown. The club says there will be mandatory requirement for all players, their support teams, and tennis officials to be in an official tournament hotel rather than in private houses. Wimbledon was scrapped last year for the first time since World War II. The NFL will nearly double its media revenue to more than $10 billion a season with a new rights agreement that was announced yesterday, including a deal with Amazon Prime Video that gives the streaming service exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football beginning in 2022. The league took in $5.9 billion a year in its current contracts. Amazon has partnered with the league to stream Thursday night games since 2017, but it will take over the entire package from Fox. Games will continue to air on CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN, while ABC will have a limited schedule of games as well as returning to the Super Bowl rotation for the first time since the 2005 season. That's Check of Sports here this morning.